An OU graduate teaching assistant has been removed from teaching after a religious discrimination claim. And state lawmakers look to replicate Mississippi's literacy program. That and more coming up on the KGOU AM News Brief for Tuesday, December 23rd. I'm Nick Daniels. An OU graduate teaching assistant put on administrative leave following a student's claim of religious discrimination will no longer be teaching at the university. We get details from KGOU's Hannah France.
On November 30th, OU graduate teaching assistant Mel Kurth was put on administrative leave after a student, junior Samantha Fulnecki, filed a grade appeal and a formal claim of religious discrimination after receiving a failing grade on a psychology paper about gender roles. Fulnecki referenced the Bible in her paper and claims the failing grade she received was discriminatory. Kurth's grading comments said Fulnecki's paper did not follow the assignment and was at times, quote, offensive. In a statement released Monday, the university said a review of Kurth's prior grading standards and comments on the matter had been conducted, and it was determined Kurth was, quote, arbitrary in the grading of the paper and will no longer have instructional duties at the university. Additionally, the university said Fulnecki's religious discrimination claim has been investigated and concluded, but it does not release the findings of such investigations. Fulnecki's grade appeal had already been decided in her favor. I'm Hannah France.
Mississippi students climbed from 49th to 9th nationally in literacy. States like Oklahoma are taking notice. State Impact's Beth Wallace reports some lawmakers want to replicate Mississippi's strategy.
Tulsa Representative Rob Hall and Adair Senator Michael Bergstrom, both Republicans, announced the filing of House Bill 2944 and mirror legislation, Senate Bill 1271, called the Oklahoma Reads Act. READS stands for Reading Excellence Through Accountability, Development, and Standards. A key provision in the bill is restoring the practice of holding back third graders who do not pass literacy tests. Oklahoma used to require third grade literacy-based retention through 2011's Reading Sufficiency Act, but the legislature whittled down its enforcement, fully repealing the policy during the last legislative session. The law would also require retained students to get at least an hour and a half of intensive reading instruction, and the state would assign literacy coaches to schools with students who score the lowest in third grade reading assessments. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
An emerald ash borer is a shimmering green beetle about the size of a pencil eraser, but the tiny bug can cause big problems for ash trees. And as Grayson Wheeler reports, they've been spotted for the first time at the Chickasaw National Recreation Area in Murray County.
True to its name, the emerald ash borer bores small, shallow, D-shaped holes into ash trees just deep enough to disrupt the movement of water and nutrients from roots to leaves. Dieter Rudolph with the Oklahoma Forestry Services says Murray County is the seventh county in Oklahoma where the beetle's presence has been confirmed.
So they found a couple of them, and since they found more than one, that suggests there's a population that's kind of established.
Rudolph says the beetles could cause problems down the line for Oklahoma's recreation economy, especially since most of the state's ashes grow along lakes.
Dead trees over an area that's commonly used for camping or hiking, you know, any of these outdoor activities, it creates a risk.
To help slow the spread, Rudolph recommends people not move firewood from one location to another, which can allow the beetles to hitch a ride. I'm Grayson Wheeler.
Read more news at our website, kgou.org, and follow the PM News Brief podcast. Also from all of us at KGOU, have a safe and happy holiday season.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.